MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. Better late than never. This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, October 23, 2014. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Gloucester petition against 3A gets the needed signatures. Linfield takes its turn on 3A. And the legislature has a lot of unfinished business to take care of. Sunny, windy, low 30s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 4:40 p.m. Ethan Foreman's reporting in the Gloucester Times. A group protesting the City Council's recent passage of overlay zoning meant to comply with the MBTA Communities Act by the December 31 deadline has submitted 4,200 signatures to the Gloucester City Clerk's Office. If the signatures are certified as Gloucester voters, that's more than the 10% threshold to suspend the local zoning ordinance, force a referendum, and throw the city out of compliance with state law, according to officials. Gloucester Mayor Greg Verga is warning about the ramifications of suspending the zoning ordinance and being out of compliance with the state law that has garnered its share of contention in other communities as well. Anne Marie Tobin's reporting on itemlive.com. Linfield residents have an opportunity to learn more about the MBTA zoning bylaw amendment and share their thoughts and concerns at a public hearing during Wednesday night's planning board meeting. The meeting begins at 6:30 p.m. and will be held at the Al Merritt Center on 600 Market Street. Director of Planning and Conservation Emily Catamontori said she hopes the meeting will better educate the public so it will be better informed when it comes to discussing and voting on the issue at the upcoming town meeting on November 13. The Massachusetts legislature still has a lot of unfinished business to do, according to State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr.
Now, we've been able to go back and work in the informal session where, by the way, you need consensus because any member can object to something being taken up in an informal session. And we were able to get a maternal health care bill done. We were able to get legislation done that were important, but still remaining is a climate bill, and I'm using the colloquial term there. Its official title is longer than that, but it has to do with siting and permitting of the alternative renewable energy generation, and it has to do with how we gradually make the transition from natural gas as a carbon-emitting combustible. And so that bill stands left undone. There is now work being done to see if it can happen in the informal session. There is an economic development bill that a version of the bill was passed by the House and by the Senate. And the Senate version of that bill, Rick, authorized $2.8 billion in spending. And so it's a very important bill for economic development that provides grants and tools of many, many types. And in addition to that, we still have not closed out the books yet on fiscal year 2024, which ended on July 1st of this year. And so that amount of deficiency that needs to be appropriated to close the books and pay all of our final bills, that's about $714 million. That's the amount in the governor's bill for that purpose. And by the way, the comptroller cannot officially close the books for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts until the legislature passes that, what we refer to as, close-out supplemental budget.
That's Massachusetts State Senate Minority Leader Bruce Tarr. More news in 50 seconds.
Hello, everybody. Don Castro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. Who do we got this week, October 17th, on the show? In the North Shore, we got April Martinez, Saugus Girls soccer coach. We also got our Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week. And in the Merrimack Valley, Thomas Brown of Chelmsford talking about his choice of college to play Division I football.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
In the Salem News, Caroline Enos reports, the Peabody School Committee unanimously voted to endorse Question 2 on the November ballot that, if approved by voters, would remove passing MCAS as a graduation requirement for Massachusetts high schoolers. Doing so would support the state's most vulnerable students, according to school committee member Joseph Amico, who spoke ahead of the vote at Tuesday night's meeting. He noted that roughly 5 to 10% of high school students who do not pass MCAS annually are most often special needs students, or those struggling with severe mental health issues or learning disabilities, or are students who are still learning English, or may be distracted in the classroom because of serious issues at home. And Matt Petridge reporting in the Daily News of Newburyport. In Salisbury, fed up with a lack of parking around beach areas, a local group hopes fellow voters approve a warrant article at town meeting that would create a resident-only parking program. The citizen petition, drafted by Cheryl Papandrea, seeks to establish resident-only parking for all streets at the north and south ends of the Salisbury Beach parking lot not under state control, metered or privately owned. The system would require $25 placards for Salisbury homeowners. In sports, the Celtics raised their 18th championship banner last night at the Garden and then went on to beat the Knicks 132-109. The Bruins will host Dallas tomorrow night after losing last night. In high school volleyball, Marblehead topped Danvers 3-2 yesterday after being down in the match 2-0. The Marblehead team is now 11-6 for the season. Also, Lynn Classical topped North Andover 3-0. In field hockey, Swampscott shut out Peabody 3-0. Danvers and Gloucester tied at 0. And Saugus beat Marblehead 4-1. For our producer and engineer Bill Proposky and media director Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.